This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Nepal, according to an official source, 17 persons have lost their lives while 384 tourists, including over 100 Indians, are missing after a massive flash flood swept through northern part of the Himalayan nation today. The flood surged through the Bhote Koshi River this morning, coming from the direction of the Tibet. Preliminary information suggests that the flash flood was caused by an earthquake triggering an avalanche with melted snow pouring into the Bhote Koshi River. The sudden rise in water caused widespread destruction at Timure in the Rasuwa district bordering Tibet and the nearby Siafrubesi area, with vehicles, goods and other property washed away. According to the Nepal Tourism Board, the missing include 291 foreign nationals and 93 Nepali citizens. Of the foreign nationals, 105 are Indians, while others are from the United Kingdom, Australia, the United States, Malaysia, South Africa, and the Netherlands. Search and rescue operations are underway amid concerns over the safety of tourists and residents in the affected areas. Nepali Prime Minister Balendra Shah has reviewed the situation with officials and federal parliamentarians from affected districts including Rasuwa, Nuwakot, Dading, Gurkha and Chitwan. The Indian Embassy in Kathmandu has said it remained engaged with the relevant authorities of Government of Nepal for early rescue and relief for Indian nationals affected by the flash floods. The embassy said people requiring assistance can contact the embassy on helpline numbers +977 985 131 6807 and +977 970 910 7500. According to the official sources, India is preparing to send relief material as soon as possible to Nepal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to his Nepalese counterpart Balendra Shah and conveyed condolences on the loss of lives in Nepal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The people of India stand in solidarity with their sisters and brothers in Nepal at this difficult time." He said India is ready to provide all possible humanitarian assistance to Nepal. The Prime Minister said, "Our teams are coordinating closely on rescue and relief efforts." Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also expressed grief over the loss of lives and devastation caused in the neighbouring country. Mr. Radhakrishnan said, "Thoughts of the people of India are with the people of Nepal during this difficult hour." Bihar has stepped up preparedness following flash floods in the Himalayan nation and the possibility of a sudden rise in the water level of the Gandak River. Six districts, West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj, Saran, Muzaffarpur and Vaishali, have been placed on high alert along the Gandak. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary said a high-level team has been constituted to closely monitor the situation and coordinate relief and preparedness measures.
A high-level team has been constituted to look into the matter. The Chief Secretary and the DGP are monitoring the situation. If required, I will personally visit Valmiki Nagar.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary over the phone in view of the flood situation in the neighbouring country. Mr. Shah assured the state government of providing all possible assistance to deal with the emerging situation. He added that the National Disaster Response Force is being mobilised to deal with the situation. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall with prevail over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Eastern Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Northeastern states during the next 2 days. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiruvannam, with the festivities beginning with Onnapukkalam, the traditional floral carpet made to welcome the legendary king Mahabali. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is also being celebrated today in various parts of the country. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted people on the occasion of Onam and Eid-e-Milad. In men's cricket, host Sri Lanka reached 229 for 6 in their second innings at stumps on day 4 after receiving follow-on from India in the second and final test in Colombo. Sri Lanka now lead by 16 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.